Jesus Christ, that was the dumbest question I ever heard.
Okay. And one of these is a
tongue, teeth.
Okay, and one is a two are teeth, one is a
lips.
Would you say tooth?
Oh, tooth.
Okay, and this is my
neck.
And after talking, we're going to have sore. We're going to have
sore. Throat.
Okay, and this whole thing here is my
leg.
And where bones meet is a
joint.
Okay, let's
go. Mine's getting stiff.
Okay. This joint.
Wrist.
Okay.
Elbow. Ankle. Knee. Hip. Shoulder.
Well, okay, great.
Jesus Christ. Who the hell's on up with them things?
Well, it's for the pronunciation.
Oh.
Okay, and let's see. This right here, right? Digestive. Ribs.
Stomach.
Okay. Are there any other word for stomach you might use?
Bread basket, I guess.
Okay. And if you were, maybe you felt like you weren't going to hold on to your dinner very long, if you were a little
sick to your stomach.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the opposite of weak is?
Strength. Okay. Strong or something. Uh-huh.
Now, are there any other terms you might use to describe someone who's strong?
No. Stout.
Okay. Okay. And... a person can't talk if they've got problems with their throat. You say they're...
hoarse.
Okay. And pains in your joints, that's called...
arthritis.
Any other name that might have?
I don't know of any other.
Okay. And sometimes people used to have a problem, something down here would rupture and they'd take them to the hospital to...
appendix?
Uh-huh. Mm. Now, okay, would they ever say appendicitis? Is that something different?
Yeah, appendicitis. I think the same damn thing.
Okay. Do you remember diseases that people used to get, communicable diseases or diseases that used to be passed throughout the area?
Oh, hell,
contagious,
yeah.
I guess
they all had this chicken pox and the flu and... scarlet fever, they had that here at one time.
Scarlet fever?
Yeah.
Did you ever get that?
Yeah, I had it once.
What is that?
Oh, I was only about 6 years old when I had it. They had it out here later than that. And then you just have a hell of a fever, you know. It's kind of like tick fever, I think. You just have a hell of a fever for a long time. I never heard of anybody dying. I suppose maybe they did. I don't know. You don't hear about it anymore.
Now, tick fever, is that the same as Rocky Mountain fever?
Yeah, you just get tick bites. You know.
Uh-huh. Now, is that the same as that Rocky Mountain spotted fever? All of those are the same thing?
Well, I think there's a little difference, but now I couldn't explain it to you. But I think there's a little difference in it.
Okay. Do you remember, I guess it was 1916, 17, and 18 in there was a big epidemic?
Flu, yeah.
Do you remember that? How did that...
Well, I was... pretty young at that time, you know. But there's a lot of people died from that. And a lot of, I guess, people died around here from it, too. You know.
Any of your relatives or neighbors?
No. Not, well, hell, I was a year old or something that time. I wouldn't remember it anyway, you know. But I heard old people talk about it. You know. There was quite a few died in this country from it.
They used to give a test for a type of disease. It's called the Schick test. Remember that? Or it was given for dip.
Diphtheria?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I never saw anybody with it.
All right. And if I were to cut my arm or my leg, it would be a deep...
gash?
Okay. But another word for that might... or open...
open cut or something.
Uh-huh. Can I get
wound?
There you go.